That security flaw in computer chips that could affect almost every device on the planet was kind of inevitable.
Somebody had to know when they designed this that they were making a trade-off between usability and speed and security.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. The twin security flaws called Spectre and Meltdown were revealed just after the first of the year. They let hackers take advantage of almost any device with a chip in it, from computers to mobile phones to tablets, and steal data, passwords, sensitive files, just to start. It's one of those stories that's technologically confusing. It is hard to figure out how serious it is, and it's hard to know whether to panic or just go back to bed. That makes it a great candidate for our segment called Quality Assurance, a second look at the real nitty-gritty of the news. Brian Krebs is an independent journalist and security researcher. I asked him whether these flaws are a theoretical harm or an imminent danger.
What the vulnerability does is it allows one program or process on your computer to kind of spy on what another program or process is doing. And what we're seeing and hearing about now is you load a hacked or malicious website, and it loads some fancy code in your browser, and all of a sudden it's slurping up your data or your passwords or whatever. I think the threat from this vulnerability becomes more acute as time goes on, because a number of researchers publishing proof of concept code that would allow somebody to exploit this.
That's like always the double-edged sword of security research, isn't it? It's sort of like somebody finds out that, you know, every single lock on every single door of every single house could be easily picked, and then they start writing papers on how to pick it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty good analogy. I mean, and particularly in this case, we're talking about a vulnerability that is in hardware, right? I mean, it's in software that runs the hardware, but is an equally challenging problem to fix, because fixing it involves rooting around so deeply within these computer systems that if you don't do it precisely and if you don't do it well, you have all kinds of problems. And we're starting to see that now with Microsoft computers, right?
Absolutely. In a nutshell, Microsoft has released a patch that crashes some computers, has decided not to patch others because it will probably crash them. And when you install the patch, it is very possible that your computer will just run like quicksand.
And on top of it, if you decide not to patch, there's a very good likelihood that this exploit to steal all your data is going to be weaponized and used in pretty widespread attacks going forward.
Do you think consumers, though, are still taking, and we as a society are still taking security too lightly? I mean, what bad thing has to happen for us to really care and to install the patches?
I mean, look, a lot of security comes down to trade-offs, right? A trade-off between convenience and security. There's always a trade-off. In Intel's case, the crux of this vulnerability is that trade-off. Basically, Intel found a clever way to predict what programs are going to be doing in the next few, you know, microseconds. And it had to know. Somebody had to know when they designed this feature. It is a feature. When they designed this feature into the chips, they had to know that they were making a trade-off between usability and speed and security. Mm. And, you know, sometimes those trade-offs are worth it, and other times they're not. And sometimes it takes a decade for the gamble that you make on those trade-offs to catch up with you. But they usually do.
That's security journalist Brian Krebs. And just to make things even simpler, I asked him if there was, let's say, a Krebs scale of 1 to 10, how serious does he think Spectre and Meltdown really are? He said they're an 8 to a 10, which sounds like an 11 to me. Intel is particularly hit by this, since its chips power anywhere from 80 to 90% of servers. Its response has been fuzzy, kind of slow, and the company initially denied that patches caused any performance hits on computers, then later admitted that they did. And two U.S. senators are asking the SEC and the Justice Department to look into a large stock sale by Intel CEO Brian Krzanich. He sold about $24 million worth of stock in November, more than in previous years, and at a slightly different time than normal. Intel knew about the chip vulnerabilities in June. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.